Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Numbers, chapter 11 and verse 14. Moses saying, I'm not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. My dear brothers and sisters, Moses, when he was leading the people of Israel, he had complaints. He actually received complaints from the people. He fielded and listened to stories of frustration and woe until he reached the place where he told God, I'm not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. And God agreed. He told Moses to pick 70 mature leaders, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you. If you read in the same chapter of verses 16 and 17. So as a result, they made it to the promised land. Like Moses, it is okay for you to say, I have reached my limit. Yes. The scripture says in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But that's referring to times when we face various trials and situations that God will help us through. It does not mean we should take on so many responsibilities that we burn out. Sometimes it's all too much, and it is okay to admit that. It's also okay to say no to some things so you can enjoy life the way God intended. You don't have to be like someone else or try to keep up with them, right? So the assignment that God gives you is never greater than the grace He supplies. As our faces differ, so do our gifts and capacity to handle things. We need to be who God created us to be, and we don't have to apologize for it. We must accept responsibility for all God called us to be and do all He called us to do. We are not called to make ourselves sick with stress and pressure. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you have reached your limit, go to God. He will help you find a saner and a healthier lifestyle. Amen. So I encourage you today, if you feel burnt out, stressed out, highly pressured environment, go to the Lord and He will make a way for you. Cast your burdens onto Him because He careth for you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you, thankful to you for who you are and what you are in our lives. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for your grace that abounds upon us, O Father. Lord, in trying times and pressured environments, your grace is more than sufficient. O Lord, and I pray that more grace in this season will be granted unto your people. Today, as your people step out into their jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them. You will be with them. Uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also pray that, O Father, that you will, O Father, Lord, I lift up the ones who may be struggling with their health conditions. Lord, you are a God, our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I release your healing virtue to flow into the bodies of your people. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I command them to be well and to be healed and to be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we vow to give you the glory and the praise, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.